Utah Public Radio commentator Richard Ratliff.
Oftentimes, the solution to difficult problems is to use the right tool. I remember a company with a small work team that had developed a relationship problem. This small team of less than a dozen members was critical to the successful operations of the organization. The team was polarized into two opposing factions, which, of course, made working together very difficult. Team members described the work environment as tense and toxic. They said they hated to come to work each day. They said the problem was so bad and had festered so long that it was impossible to solve. Company management was at a loss as to what to do short of recruiting a whole new crew, which was not an acceptable solution for a variety of reasons. There was no apparent good solution. Let me introduce now a man by the name of Edward de Bono, a European creative thinker who developed and promoted an idea called PO, spelled P-O, PO. The word is used to question the impossible. We sometimes hear statements such as, "That is impossible," or "We can't do that." For example, when I was young, people would often say, when saying something was impossible, "Well, we may as well try to fly to the moon." In the situation of the company's work team, the team and management had given up. It seemed impossible for the team members to work together effectively. Dr. de Bono cautioned against reaching such a conclusion too quickly. He suggested instead to PO the problem. Instead of saying, "We can't do that," or "That is impossible," rather, he said to ask, "What would it take for man to fly to the moon?" Dr. de Bono suggested that the impossible may suddenly become quite possible, and PO becomes a valuable tool in resolving very difficult problems. The squabbling team members were asked, "What would it take for you to forgive each other and to get happily back to work? PO that idea." Within days, team members themselves had formulated and agreed on a strategy. Within a month, they and management reported that the wounds were stitched and healing. Some modern philosophers argue the isolation of life. They say we are all lone savages in a dangerous world. In reality, human life as we understand it is impossible without relationships. They are part of the human experience. No one is exempt. Unfortunately, people have problems in their associations together. That, too, is part of life's experience. Still, for most of us, happiness and success come in the context of relationships in our families, neighborhoods, community, and workplaces. Good relationships have a few things in common: purpose, respect, and trust. When mutual purpose, respect, and trust fail, relationships suffer. But usually, with the right tools, a remedy is available. In the heat of an argument, when a child disobeys, again. When your neighbor's weed killer drifts onto your iris bed, again. When your boss is unsympathetic. When your employee just doesn't get it. When a telemarketing company interrupts yet again the privacy of your home after your many attempts to stop the calls. And when you just can't face another day working with that person. Ask, what would it take to improve the association, to improve our mutual purpose, respect, and trust? PO that idea. Try it. What would it take? You may be surprised. A solution can be a short thought away, and the impossible may become possible. Consider the relationships. This is Richard Ratliff. Thanks for listening.